is just another one of his, what I think, real simplistic attack.
He was on ABC's This Week. It's April 15th. Tax day.
There are definitely millions of people who have yet to file their tax returns today, but it is the deadline unless you do live in Maine and Massachusetts because today is Patriots Day.
That's Fox Business Network's Tracy Carrasco. This is Fox News.
Monday has once again reared its ugly head. But the day's not all bad. Greg Budell, what's your favorite thing about today?
I woke up still not dead again today.
How about you, Jay Scott?
There's a sale at Penny's.
Emily Hayes, what do you think about Monday?
Why?
What's your favorite thing about Monday, Bailey the Wonder Dog?
Chicken!
And Rich Thomas, what do you think?
No, sir, I don't like it.
I see you have an interpreter there to clarify what you just said. Mr. Interpreter, what did Rich mean?
No, sir. He doesn't like it.
Glad we got that cleared up. Stand by for three men and a...
Chicken!
No, not a chicken. A lady.
If she says it's chicken, it's okay with us. It is a couple of minutes past 7 o'clock. We're actually running on time today, which is freaky. Random Facts with Jay Scott coming up. Emily Hayes is here. We'll have an Emily segment shortly. But first, the forecast.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
It's chilly this morning, and we are not going to be able to use the word chilly very much anymore until, let's say, late fall or early winter. For this morning, though, jackets definitely in order. Sunshine cool, comfortable, though, today with a high temperature in the lower 70s. Tonight, jacket weather again will be in the upper 40s in the morning. Tomorrow, sunshine warmer with a high temperature near 80, just about perfect tomorrow. And then high in the low to mid 80s on Wednesday. I think we're partly to mostly sunny with increasing clouds later in the day. Then on Thursday, showers and thunderstorms, becoming likely by later on in the afternoon and into the evening hours. And Thursday night, another severe weather threat and the risk of tornadoes once again. It's been a rough, it's been the roughest tornado year here in Alabama since 2011. And then that should clear up, I think, by early Friday and leave us with a nice Easter weekend. Right now this morning, 45 Danley, 44 Maxwell, 41 Prattville, 42 in Alexander City at 7:04.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASE Credit Union. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASE Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
I'm going to talk to you about our friends at Dillon Rings in Montgomery off the Atlanta Highway, a family-owned and operated business since 1993. Not too long ago, I visited Josh and Leslie over there, and I saw not only Josh's amazing custom jewelry creation, I got to know the stories behind them. See, people come to Josh, they tell their stories about their loved one, and then Josh takes it to the next level. He creates the jewelry. And there's amazing. Like so he'll show me pictures, and he'll say, okay, so in this situation, I came up with this, this, and this. It's just simply amazing to see. And you can look at some of his creations, too, on their Facebook page, and also at brianrings.com. Or better yet, go by them and see them in person. Tell Josh your story about your loved one, and he will create something for you. Plus, they're also great as far as repairing custom jewelry out there as well. They're dedicated to customer service. We got Easter, Mother's Day coming up, birthdays, anniversaries, and I messed up moments. You know what I mean? I messed up, and I want to do this for you, too. Located just off the Atlanta Highway, not too far from the Walgreens on Brown Springs Road, they're closed Sunday and today, but Saturday from now till Friday, they're open from 10 till 6, and then Saturday 10 to 3. Experience the difference at Dillon Rings.
Time to take a look at the roads at 5 after 7 o'clock.
We are rolling right on into the 7 o'clock hour and Montgomery Skywatch. Looking around the river region, we do see an accident on the Selma Highway. It's in front of the Big Lots Distribution Center, so watch out. There's a lot of traffic in that area. This is an accident with injury, so watch out for the emergency vehicles. If you're on the interstates, there are no problems for you this morning. Everything is moving along smoothly. We also don't see any trouble on the boulevard other than a lot of traffic building up around the traffic lights. Be careful. Traffic into the downtown area is starting to get thick, so watch it if you're on Madison Avenue or on South Union Street headed into the downtown area. Right now, we don't see any trouble coming in on 65, but that'll change in a little bit. Just watch yourself. Early registration for summer term at Trenum State Community College is going on now through the end of April. Classes start May 22nd. Call Trenum State at 420-4200. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
It is 6 after 7 o'clock. Were you guys here when I had the burn hole in the car?
Yeah, you told us about that.
Did you cover it with chocolate yet?
No.
Or tape?
Or replace the car?
No duct
tape. Replace the car.
Well, I just replaced two, so I may wait on that. No, I actually had taken a picture of the burn hole and sent it to Donnie Turner at MPB. I said, is there a way to fix this? And he said, yeah, quit smoking.
I love it.
He said, if Emily Hayes can quit, so can you.
Did he really say that?
No.
Okay.
But
he would have if he would
have. I have to admit, I can't argue with that. How can I argue with that? I'm very impressed that you were able to do that, especially during the stress of putting on a nice wedding and everything.
I quit 2 weeks before my mom went in the hospital, so getting through that was the hard part.
You had so much going on all at once. That's life, though. It seems to come in bunches. But I think I'll probably want it. It's very unsightly. I mean, it makes your car seat look like a park bench or something.
Yeah, well, sure.
You know?
The smell, I don't know what your car smells like.
Menthol.
But, okay. But I can always detect cigarette smell. Always.
Oh, I know when you come in the building now because I've got my sense of smell back because it's almost been a year.
You know when I come in the building?
I know when you come in the building. I know. Well, I should say this. I know when a smoker comes in the building. Yeah. Based on the time of day, though, I can tell if it's you or if it's Kelly.
Can you tell regular smokers from pot smokers? No, some people.
Yeah, actually, I can.
Stumble more?
I can see more of y'all's eyes.
Yeah. No, I'm just asking. You know, the pot smoker is a little clumsier than the average employee. So.
What are we talking about?
Exactly.
Hey, man.
What's up, man?
So, I really screwed up Food Outlet this weekend because I went Saturday night to do the grocery shopping.
Oh, because of the situation. Because
if I went at my regular time, I didn't know how the weather was going to lay out, and I didn't want to have my steak sucked out the window of the car for 74 pound.
That makes sense.
That is the price of tenderloins. You will be having tenderloins this week, kids.
Yay.
Tenderloins, Oscar Mayer bologna. It's 99 cents a package. That's a great price. Medium eggs, 2.5 dozen count, 30 count, $1.92. That, 30 eggs, is 6 key lime pies.
Ooh.
And
6 of which we'll never see.
Keep hearing about key lime pies.
I actually had
kind of whitish,
aren't
they?
To bring in this morning, a whole half a pie with
half a pie.
Well, what difference does it make?
Well, if
I bring in enough for a piece of pie, does it taste bad if it's been?
Tell us you're trying to keep us healthy by keeping the pie away from us.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep you guys healthy. You don't need pie.
That's true.
You need BLTs and healthy
right.
Things
like that.
And let's not forget, tomorrow you're having
what?
Meatloaf.
Hey!
It's good, too. It's really good.
I can't wait.
Put some crunch on that. I'll be good to go.
Ew.
Meatloaf and...
Chinese crunch. It's actually okay.
No, not you, too.
Yeah, I tried it.
I won't. I'm with you, Emily, on that. Hash brown casserole, meatloaf.
Okay.
Would you like a fried egg draped over that?
That'd be interesting.
Hey, yeah. I would like to say that I don't need all of that. I'll just have some meatloaf.
I mean, I've never had that, so I'd be fine with trying.
Okay, so that's one meatloaf only. One meatloaf hash brown. Do you want a fried egg?
Yeah, put a fried egg on. Are you putting it on top of the meatloaf?
I can put it on. I can melt a slice of cheese into the meatloaf and then put the egg on top of that. Would you like that?
Yeah.
Or would you like it no cheese or egg only?
Wow, goodness. He's taking our order. I would like to go all the way with it, please.
Okay. Rich?
To
try it out.
I want to try it out.
Yeah.
The meatloaf is drained, by the way. There's not any fat in it at all.
You're going to hold the fat.
It's 100% taste.
Yeah.
Mm. And all the ingredients came from Food Outlet, except for one. Well, I used another one of the spices that you and Roz got me for...
Roz got it. I just helped.
But the idea...
Isolate some possible gifts.
I think it was Aberger Lincoln or Abraham Hamburger Lincoln or something. It was really good. It's very good. It's kind of akin to cricket dust.
Did you see the new mayo in the fridge? The Hellman's? This one.
There's a Hellman's in there?
There's Duke's.
I brought the Duke's in.
Who brought the big thing of Hellman's?
Because
you did?
When you bring out the Hellman's,
you bring out the best.
That explains today's show already. So we've got local news.
God.
And then we'll have Jay's Random Facts, and that'll be followed by your $10. By the way, don't forget your Food Outlet locations, Coliseum Boulevard in Montgomery. And I did send a Bailey Graham on a Saturday night. Chicken watch.
Mm-hmm.
In Prattville on Main Street, west of Highway 31, and then twice a day, Millbrook on Highway 14. It's
twice a day. Emily, two times they call her.
I'm going to get coffee.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
All right. We'll be right back with the Daily Double.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Cleanup is underway in Troy after a possible tornado touchdown Sunday. Some mobile homes were flipped over and trees and power lines came down. Only minor injuries have been reported. Montgomery police are investigating a double shooting Sunday. Police say this happened in the 3000 block of South Perry Street. One of the victims has life-threatening injuries. The other has non-life-threatening injuries. No arrests have been made. And Montgomery police are also investigating a deadly shooting Saturday. Police say the victim was found dead in the 4000 block of Amesbury Drive. That's off the Troy Highway. Right now, police have not made any arrests. If you have information on either case, you're asked to call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Today's show is brought to you by the IRS, scaring the hell out of people over their taxes for over 100 years.
Sounds like a job for AC by LaCroix.
Turn to the experts at AC by LaCroix and Carrier to save up to $1,650 on a new Carrier AC and heating system, or get interest-free financing up to 72 months. Plus, get a one-year maintenance agreement with a 10-year parts and labor warranty with approved credit. Contact AC by LaCroix for details. ACbyLaCroix.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by LaCroix.
27 years ago, Steve Wirth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Wirth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Wirth Cleaners who they are today, along with Wirth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Wirth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Wirth Cleaners.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get your spring cleaning done with specials on AC tune-ups, electrical safety inspections, and drain camera inspections. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done. 50333.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Montgomery Eye Physicians on Zelda Road for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Today is April 15th, Titanic Remembrance Day. Be sure to remember the Titanic. Oh dear, I just remembered I never took Titanic back to the video store. That's like 15 years of late fees. Wait, now I remember. That video store is now a Froyo shop. Whew, dodged a bullet there. Happy Titanic Remembrance Day.
And now, in honor, I put iceberg lettuce in your BLTs.
iceberg lettuce. We had a BLT, and that's a lettuce.
Cost less than a food.
Yeah. Four.
I feel so silly.
Sorry.
All right, good. Did you know? During one scene in Jaws 2.
Oh, no. Spoiler alert.
Well, not really.
Spoiler alert 40 years later.
Yeah, right. I don't even... What year was Jaws 2?
I don't know. The first one was 75.
Yeah. I'm trying to see if there's anything... Oh, no. It's a YouTube video. Anyway, during one scene in Jaws 2, the teenagers in the water, their fear and cries of a shark were actually real because they were being circled by a 15-foot shark. The production crew at a distance thought they were acting or was just giving them the thumbs up. Hey, good
job.
You
guys are doing great. I
Jaws
love it.
Jaws 2 was released in 1978.
And a lot of the shooting was done there around Perdido Beach. Did you know that?
I did not know that. Yeah.
The first or the second?
Second one.
For the second one. Interesting. Did you know? When a perfume heiress disappeared in New York, her wealthy family didn't report her missing. They worried it would bring them unwanted attention and tarnish their reputation, and she still remains missing today.
That smells...
Oh, what's that?
Who is the candy heiress that disappeared in Chicago?
Candy heiress?
Yeah, now I gotta look this up because you reminded me of that with that
Hershey?
Story. It's very similar. Where is she or Hershey?
Hershey.
Got it. Yeah. This was Dorothy Harriet Camille Arnold was who this was. And it was in December of 1910. She was the daughter of French and Russian perfume importer Francis Rose Arnold.
Hey, aren't you the perfume heiress?
What are you raising your hand for?
Did you find out the candies?
It's Jay's bit. I found... It's Helen Brock.
Oh, yeah, of Brock's Candy.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
I thought it was Helen Reese's.
There was a guy that was charged, I guess, in that. But that was an ongoing mystery for a long, long time.
Yeah. Did you know Warren Buffett, the fourth richest man in the world, eats at McDonald's every single morning and only orders one of three things? It never cost him more than $3.17.
These guys who are multi-billionaires and who do that, you know, and there's a lot of them that are that frugal. Why?
I don't get it, Rich. I really don't understand that at all.
You could afford to go $5.
I mean, if you like McDonald's and that's what you want, fine.
Egg McMuffins are a gift from God.
What does he prefer, by the way, Buffett?
I'm not sure.
It doesn't say. Apparently, there was a documentary called Becoming Warren Buffett, and in it, he says, I tell my wife as I shave in the morning, I say, either 261, 295, or 317, and she puts that amount in the little cup by me here in the car.
You are kidding
me. And that is what he gets.
See, now that's crazy frugal. Wow.
So
you'd be doing something good with that money, like bailing me out.
He does own a McDonald's gold card, however.
What is that even?
Oh, it's a very rare card given to...
Is that like the American Express black card?
The gold card.
Or the metal card?
The gold card came in spotlight when Rob Lowe flashed his on Jimmy Kimmel Live in 2015. Lowe didn't get his just for being famous, though. He also happens to be friends with David Peterson, who owns and operates six McDonald's locations in California, and whose dad invented the Egg McMuffin.
Oh.
The Egg McMuffin.
With his card in hand, Rob is entitled to unlimited free food as his friend's franchises for a full year. And so, yeah, there is a gold card.
And just a side note, I'm a week away from a Big Mac with bacon.
When are they bringing the Grand Mac back? That's what I want to know.
I don't know.
See, that's what you're a week away from. I'm a week away from the deliciousness of the Egg McMuffin, little English muffin.
Right.
Because I, too, gave up fast food. Yep.
Warren Buffett revealed to CNBC that he has a gold card that gives him free McDonald's in Omaha with no expiration date. He also revealed that Bill Gates has a McDonald's gold card that gets him free food at any location around the world for the rest of his life.
How do we get something of such caliber?
There was a, when I worked at Carmack Cinemas over at East El Mall before they shut it all down, there was somebody who came in, and maybe it was the governor, who came in, and they had a gold Carmack ticket looking thing. And it got them in to watch whatever whenever they wanted to.
Oh, fancy.
Except they couldn't come whenever they wanted to. They had to call ahead to let us know that the governor is coming to watch a film.
Oh.
And we had to, you know, let security do their thing and whatever else. So it was annoying. We didn't like it when the governor came to watch a movie.
Well.
Did you know? Deborah Sampson was the only woman to earn a full military pension for participating in the American Revolutionary War. She disguised herself as a man in order to enlist.
Now,
what about...
I
saw that special you were talking about the other day.
On Casimir Pulaski, the lady, the general was a lady.
Well, right. And, well, or has attributes.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
What do they call that?
Freak?
There's a clinical term. It's not one of the popular culture terms here. It is a
like freak?
Yeah. Freak. Weirdo. Look at him. His face is not the same color as the tomatoes on your BLTs. Which I made with iceberg lettuce on Titanic Day.
Watch for the iceberg! Too late!
You freak!
Did you know of the driest place on Earth?
Well,
it's in Chile.
Whoops.
It's in Chile.
It's actually in Antarctica. The McMurdo Dry Valleys in Antarctica. It hasn't rained there for 2 million years.
Must be tough to be a weatherman there.
Well, I was going to say, my forecast is never wrong.
Another dry day today.
Only anaerobic bacteria are able to survive in those extreme conditions. Scientists also consider the area terrestrially closest to Mars on Earth.
And there's no fast food restaurants around at all.
But boy, there's a Shannara billboard.
Call me, Antarctica!
Did you know?
Alabama!
In 1962, two U.S. scientists discovered that Peru's highest mountain was in danger of collapsing. When this was made public, the government threatened the scientists and banned civilians from speaking of it. Well, only 8 years later, in 1970, during a major earthquake, it collapsed on the town below it, I guess.
Oops.
Killing 20,000 people.
Oh.
Yeah. Did you know a team of economists at NYU found that getting off Facebook appears to improve people's lives? Users who deactivated their accounts for a month seem to enjoy themselves more as a result, showing decreases in depression and anxiety and improvements in happiness and life satisfaction.
Listen, I've talked to husband about this. I'm either going to just delete everyone that I've never met in person. No offense to anybody, but that, or I'm going to just chuck it all together.
About 6 or 8 months ago, I stopped doing the daily scan, or I want to see what posts are.
Yeah.
And I'm a happier human being now.
I think I may just keep Instagram.
I'm a happier person.
But I'm really thinking about just getting rid of Facebook. Because I see stuff and opinions from folks that I wouldn't know if I didn't have Facebook and would feel better about not knowing. Ignorance is bliss.
I stopped the daily job.
of having to scan to see what everybody said. I don't have that job anymore, and I'm a happier person.
Yeah.
The first comment says, comparison is the thief of joy.
That's a great adage. It really is.
Roosevelt. Theodore Roosevelt.
Teddy. A Teddy tidbit.
T.R.
Freak.
Did you know that Japan is making all of its medals?
Japan
is making all of its medals for the Tokyo 2020 Olympics out of discarded electronics.
That's good.
That's funny, actually, when you think about it.
I love this. This is a great fact.
Yeah. Did you know Mississippi is the only state in the U.S. that allows people to drink alcohol while driving?
Yes.
As long as their blood alcohol level stays below the legal limit.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
Louisiana.
That's amazing.
Doesn't allow drinking and driving, but has drive-through liquor stores.
This is true.
South Florida.
And doesn't Tennessee, and correct me if I'm wrong, because I know you will, but doesn't Tennessee have an open container in the car as long as you're not the one driving?
I think you're allowed to have an open container in Mississippi, but I'm not.
As long as you're not the one driving, right. You can have an open container in. I don't know.
And if you're Eric Carmen,
Tagosas for everyone.
Hmm. Did you know paraffin wax was a common waterproofing method for circus tents? However, that all changed in 1944 after the Ringling Brothers fire in Hartford, Connecticut.
Whoops. I remember.
The paraffin wax ended up accelerating the deadly fire, and 1,800 pounds of hot wax rained down from the roof, killing 167 people, injuring 700.
That is a tough story to read. It really is.
Oh.
Have you ever dipped your hands in the wax, the paraffin wax?
I did it.
Yes. It makes your hands and your feet feel so smooth.
What do they call that?
It's body serene.
Yeah. Yeah, I had it done. Thanks to you.
Ah, well.
I've never. Do you get those done when you get a pedicure, manicure thing?
Mm-hmm. I've never gotten waxed.
David's the guy there. He's very good.
Yeah, I've never gotten waxed.
I've never gotten waxed.
Well, you know, it's weird. It reminds me, you know, like in movies when they peel off a face and somebody else's identity is underneath it?
Yeah.
When they take it, it's kind of like that. It's perfectly like,
yeah, it's after your manicure and you set your hands down in the liquid.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to make sure it goes all the way up to, like, your wrists and stuff. Yeah. And then you slowly bring them out and you wait.
Yeah.
When you pull it, so I'm hairy all over my hands here, but would that hurt?
No, it won't pull your hair.
Oh, okay.
It won't pull your hair. But
Emily's right. It makes your skin feel great.
Mm. Mm. Of course I'm right.
Twice a day, great, Jay.
Did you see the dog that saved the other dog? Ooh.
Oh, I know. I can't. Ugh, that video is tough to watch. Wow. But amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, when the car was coming in.
Did you know, finally, last one here, did you know that a golfer can possess only one green jacket from the Masters? If a golfer wins multiple Masters, they just award the winner the same jacket.
They didn't tell us that in Happy Gilmore.
No, the winner also can't hold on to their jacket and must return it to the clubhouse.
Right, I knew that part, yeah. They have worn them on late night talk shows, but you have to return it.
Yeah.
What's the deal?
That's where it lives.
It stays there.
And then they never would go close to you because they're afraid of chocolate stains.
It's true.
Can you see me holding up my trophy with a big chocolate glove on the front of the green jacket?
Anyway, those are all your random facts.
There's Trivago guy.
Got a DUI. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, because I listened
yes.
to the show. Trivago guy got a DUI.
Yeah, I was just ranting on him last week, and then
he must have heard about him.
He's smug.
I didn't think you liked him either.
There's something off about him.
He's off-putting.
And then, it's like, he always has one button too many unbuttoned on his shirt. And then I did some research on him. And he's like a German, he's American, but he's like a German soap opera star.
That's interesting.
He's also going to be on trial soon. Mm. Half past, hey, the Busty Camp News and Views is halfway there, kids.
Wow.
All right, we are, it's hard to believe, but we're 5 weeks from Memorial Day weekend. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And not long after that, summer travel. Now would be the good time as the seasons have changed. The warmer weather to get your car into Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto. You should really, better to have your car checked out seasonally than like every 3,000 miles. Of course, if you do a lot of driving, that's also a good barometer for measurement. But your car's needs and performance change with the weather and with the really hot weather line ahead. You may want to make it a point to get to one of the three locations. They're now in twice a day, Milbert. Downtown at 408 Madison and on Bell Road just north of Vaughan. And they can offer you the complete range of services from the basics, oil change, tire rotation, safety inspection on brakes. They always vacuum your car up, by the way. So when you come to pick it up or they bring it to you, depending on what you need, it's always a little bit cleaner than when you dropped it off. They do state-of-the-art diagnostics. If there's something, you have a sensor coming on or check engine light, bring it there. They can check that out for you. And when you need tires, you'll never get a better price, including installation, than any of the three Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto locations. All callers to the show qualify to win the works from Don Duncan in our Emily segment at 8:57 on Friday mornings here on News Talk. That's Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time now for today's $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz with Quizmaster Jay.
Earlier in Round of Facts, we named a place that hasn't seen rain for 2 million years.
I picked that one.
So where is this place? The driest place on Earth is where?
272-9228 is the number to call. 272-9228. If you're listening on the 3 Men and a Lady SAP channel, that's Aria Contrestres, Cuatro Dos, Siete Dos, the Wave Dos, Socho. 272-9228. Operators are standing by to take your call right now.
As we roll through the middle of the 7 o'clock hour, Montgomery Skywatch is looking around the river region, and everything is still running along pretty well. We don't have a lot of problems on the interstates. However, I-65 will slow down in just a few minutes around the river bridges and the downtown exits, so be prepared for that. I-85 is moving along pretty smooth. There's a big crowd as I-65 and 85 merge together, but you're okay in that area. If you're on the boulevard, everything's moving along pretty well. There's a lot of stop-and-go traffic at the traffic lights, but other than that, you've got a smooth ride around town. There's still a lot of traffic backing up on the Selma Highway in front of the Big Lots Distribution Center. An accident with injury occurred there just a little while ago, and it has traffic backing up quickly. Remember, school zones are in effect, and your speed limit is 15 miles an hour. The lot is full of pickups, SUVs, sports cars, and crossovers at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, and more are on the way. They've got to go, and that means you save money. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Before we grab a winner here, I meant to tell you, we had free HBO all weekend.
Yeah, what'd you see?
I didn't tape any of the Game of Thrones stuff because I just haven't seen episode one.
Right.
What's the point?
Yeah.
But Darkest Hour was on.
Was.
So I'm one of the channels that's not normally available. So I taped it, and I went to watch it because it's been a long time since I've seen it. It was in Spanish.
Oh, it was on HBO Latino.
I'm sorry, but...
but to see him talking... To see,
it was
Churchill in Spanish.
It made me wish I used to... Like, you know, if you did drugs, I suppose that might be entertaining, but...
I'll fight them on El Water.
Lena.
I don't know.
No, it's Lena.
Lena.
Hey, Lena.
What did I say?
How are you?
I thought you said Lena.
No, I said Lena.
Lila.
Lila. Lila. Forgive me.
Lila. Oh, like the Eric Clapton song. Oh.
That's not right.
That's not either.
No, it's not either. No.
It's Layla.
No. Layla.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've only been in...
How are you this morning? Okay. You doing all right?
I'm just fine.
Great.
Are you a first-time caller?
Yes, I am.
Well, Well, we're very happy.
Hooray!
Appreciate that.
We appreciate you picking up the phone. What do you think? What is this driest place...
on Earth?
In Kelly?
Actually, that's what I said, but he corrected me.
No.
It's somewhere else.
It's somewhere else.
Oh, I'm so sorry, but I thought it was that desert in Chile. It's in northern Chile, but he found an even drier place.
But you see what we learn here? When you speak, that's the voice that registers with people.
What's the commercial? What's the
what's in your wallet?
Well, no. When so-and-so speaks, people listen.
E.F. Hutton.
Oh, yeah.
You are the E.F. Hutton of the show.
Who is that?
That's a old. I'm not promoting them because they do what Brant McDonald does. Brant does it much better. But they used to. I think it was in the 90s.
They advise you about where to invest.
Oh, it's a money thing, and I don't have any.
No, they had a pretty good commercial. From EFI would speak, and everybody would stop what they were doing to listen.
Right, yeah.
Like J.G. Wentworth.
You're at a party, and everybody's listening to
J.G. Wentworth. That's another name I haven't heard in 100 years. Well, Lila, we're sorry that you didn't win, but we hope you'll try tomorrow.
Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
Have a great week.
That's so sad. Such a sweet caller. Jeez. Not that we don't want Don R to win.
Right, no, not Donner. Hey, Don.
What's up, Artie, if you win?
Hi.
I think I got the answer. The pronunciation may be mutilated, but McMurdo Valley.
Where is that located?
It's Antarctica, isn't it?
That's correct. That's what we wanted. Antarctica, yes.
You got it.
Yes. Antarctica.
You were more specific.
And for that, you won a $10 Food Outlet gift certificate.
Hooray! Well,
thanks.
And keep in mind, you could take that $10 Food Outlet gift certificate and walk out with 150 eggs. That, my friend, is the equivalent of 60 key lime pies. By my use, let's see. I'm guessing.
Zero for us.
So you're saying I want a key lime pie?
No. Oh.
Hopefully we'll get one before you do. But
I'm auctioning one off this afternoon.
All right. Sure.
Hang on.
Thank you.
All right. It is 7:37 coming out of the sky. Won't you take me down to Memphis on a midnight ride?
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Jacket weather this morning, and we won't be able to say that for a long, long time. We may be able to say it tomorrow morning, but what I'm saying is we won't use the term jacket weather until, you know, next fall. Sunshine, cool, comfortable today with a high temperature up to about 72. Tonight, clear, cool, overnight low in the upper 40s again. Tomorrow, sunshine, a warmer day, a nice day with a high around 80. We're enjoying this nice weather because changes are on the way. I think Wednesday we're in the low to mid-80s, partly sunny to mostly sunny skies, increasing clouds later. Thursday, showers and thunderstorms becoming likely by Thursday afternoon and Thursday evening and Thursday night. Another severe weather situation for Alabama with the threat of tornadoes again. Survey teams from the National Weather Service are going to be surveying what they say are several tornado locations in Alabama over the weekend. In fact, one of the locations is Troy, but there are a number of tornado surveys that will be going on in our state today after another rash of tornadoes. Right now this morning, we have 45 in Montgomery and 44 at Maxwell. It's 41 in Prattville, 738.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon, located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Somebody sent me this as the official new theme song representing Millbrook.
Wrote this in Millbrook City.
He was the robot.
Love me two times, baby.
How many?
Love me twice today. Love me two times.
What we're going to do now is Fox Business, followed by your local news.
17 seconds into it.
And we've got to chew the baloney about Game of Thrones.
Oh, I'm going to be so much help on that.
Aren't we topical?
I don't know. Well, I'll be on help with that. It's a very... I had to watch a 53-minute recap.
Oh, did they show that before?
No. I went to YouTube and found a 53-minute recap.
I need a recap.
Wait a minute. There's a whole 53 thing that will tell you the whole story?
Season 8.
I wish I had seen that. I would have taken
it. I'll send you a link.
All right, thank you. I need that.
I'll send you all a link.
I need a recap.
Got lots of Game of Thrones bits here.
Who's talking? Who's this? What's your name?
Oh, I know what I started doing. I started listing them under GOT.
Yeah?
I do so much to confuse myself. All right, so let's see. Oh, we'll save that for next hour. We'll get into the final season lyrics. That's new today.
I'll let him know.
And Gail has thoughts. It's also tax day. Game of Thrones taxes. Tiger Woods. Oh, my. Something going on?
No, he just wanted to know if you'd done the winning word today. Maybe you did it while I was out.
We're not doing it today.
Okay, we're not doing it.
Winning word has the day off.
Sorry, Eric.
Yeah, nobody's sorry.
The winning word is none.
No winning word today.
None, yeah.
That's all I'm permitting.
Sorry about that. I'm sorry.
No,
I'm sorry.
No. Glad he asked.
Rates approximately 250 landfills. American Airlines says it will now cancel some flights through August 19th because of the grounded Boeing 737 MAX jet. Southwest has pulled the plane from schedules through August 5th. Nike is already cashing in on Tiger Woods' comeback to win his fifth Masters victory. Nike quickly launched a new ad, a montage of Tiger's career with the final caption, "Just do it." Apex Marketing says the Masters win is worth more than $22.5 million to Nike. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Hey guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And now get your first month supply for just $5 at 4hims.com/Chris. Hims connects you with real doctors online who can prescribe the medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. So easy. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to 4hims.com/Chris. That's 4hims.com/Chris.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police are investigating a double shooting Sunday. Police say this happened in the 3000 block of South Perry Street. One of the victims has life-threatening injuries. The other has non-life-threatening injuries. No arrests have been made. Montgomery police are also investigating a deadly shooting Saturday. Police say the victim was found dead in the 4000 block of Amesbury Drive that's off the Troy Highway. Right now, police have not made any arrests. If you have any information on either case, you're asked to call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. And cleanup is underway in Troy after a possible tornado touchdown Sunday. Some mobile homes were flipped over and trees and power lines came down. Only minor injuries have been reported. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with an updated market report for real estate in the River Region. Sales for new and existing homes are up for our area. So far this year, sales and demand are up over 12% from the same time last year. The supply of homes is down 9% for 2019 over last year due to the fact that homes are selling faster, not staying on the market as long as they were last year. The buyers in the market now seek homes in stable areas that have been updated, clean, and well kept. Buyers in this market tend to shy away from as-is properties because of the expense of updating and upgrading the home after the closing. Buyers will pay more, research has shown, if owners repaint, upgrade appliances, professionally stage, and clean the home prior to the time they put them on the market. For an updated market report for your home, all you have to do is call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally, BoGoodson@charter.net.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. And we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
And the budget-conscious ones.
You really can spend anywhere from $5, $6, $7, $8 to $25, $30 if you want to go for the higher-end meal.
Sinclair salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree-type salads. Cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are real popular that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads, steaks, burgers, seafood are all locally sourced, and that means a lot to me. Let's not forget their pasta dishes.
I like one called Mediterranean Chicken Pasta, which is a fried chicken breast over angel hair pasta with a red sauce on it that's really, really good.
We love going to Sinclair's for lunch, dinner, or both. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition at Vaughn and Taylor Road.
Caravina Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravinavillage.com.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Why did I lie to the guy I'm dating and tell him I'm into Game of Thrones? He's so excited for the premiere, he asked me over for dinner to watch it. I didn't even know what it was. He kept texting me, "Do you like GOT?" G-O-T. I had no idea what GOT was. Then I figured out it stood for Game of Thrones. I thought it was a video game. What do I know? I thought it was like Dungeons and Dragons and was about to dump this guy. So now I'm sitting here binge-watching GOT. Ooh. Oh, I kind of like this character. He's hot. Oh, they killed him? What? Why are they killing all the stars of the show? What kind of messed up game is this? How does she have such great makeup in that time period? Ugh, I bet guys really stunk back then. I'd like to have a castle.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
All right, let's have some real fun now.
Okay.
Hopefully without having to pull out the torture music.
All right.
Because we're ready to play the game that sets Montgomery's head on fire.
Truth or baloney.
Special Game of Thrones edition.
Okay. And there's going to be no spoiler alerts here. Right?
No.
Okay.
How would I know, though?
Can I look at it real quick?
But if I do that, then you can't be a lifeline.
I won't be a lifeline.
Well, you're the only person that could possibly be a lifeline, because I've never seen...
Well, currently, I'm the only person that can make sure this isn't spoiler-related.
So we need a contestant to play the game, though. And basically, I don't think you have to be...
You're good.
Thanks. A Game of Thrones expert, because look... When we do any kind of true the baloney, we bring up stuff that people may not be, but you guess. So you have a 50% shot of getting it right, whether you know it or not.
By the way, I didn't look at any of the answers. I just read the questions, because that's all I cared about to see if it was spoiler related. So
it's not?
No, you're fine. We're in the clear.
Okay. Now.
Presenting two contemporary artists.
One, jump right in there.
The did you give the number the yet?
Kenny G.
Looks like somebody's calling.
It's right. Already called.
I gave it telekinetically. 2729228.
News Talk, who's this?
Yeah, I'm full of it. So I have put the torture music on pause.
Mm-hmm. Jessica, do we have a contestant? To play. Yes.
Well, all right, Jessica.
Hey, Jessica.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Jessica. Where are you calling us from this morning?
I am from
Prattville,
but I'm on my way to work in Montgomery.
Okay.
Great.
Well, travel safely.
Yes. And
school zones are activated.
Here's how the game works. I will read you a statement. You have to tell me whether it's true or baloney. Get 2 out of 3 correct or get them all wrong to win. And you got some pretty, well, not Emily, but you don't watch Game of Thrones, do you?
No.
So I can't be of any help. Emily doesn't know it, but Rich and Jay are a couple.
Are you a Game of Thrones fan?
They love me.
I am. I am.
Without spoiling anything, did you watch last night or no?
I did.
Okay.
Were you? No, I haven't seen it. Were you happy about last night's episode?
I was very happy with it. A lot happened.
Okay. Thank you. That's all I need to know. Thank you.
A lot happened.
Isn't that a great...
Very interesting.
Thanks for ruining it.
A lot happened.
Are you ready for statement one?
All right, here we go.
Yes.
The producers have filmed fake scenes just to throw people off and avoid spoilers. The producers have filmed fake scenes just to throw people off and avoid spoilers. Truth or baloney?
What do you think?
I'm going to say truth.
Winning. That's right. They filmed 3 different fake scenes last season. They did it in locations where they knew paparazzi could take photos of them on set. How about that?
Ah.
That's really going to extraordinary lengths. Yeah, I'm amazed they can keep it under wraps, given all the people that are involved with that.
I know. How many people watch
this? You know, here's the thing that really gets me. When it comes to, like, really important stuff, not a silly fantasy TV show, but, like, our damn government.
Leaks.
Nothing. Leaks. Nothing stays secret. We got more sieves in Washington, D.C. than you can check a stick at. All right. You're halfway to glory there, Jessica.
Okay.
Statement two, Jon Snow has appeared in more episodes than any other character. Again, Jon Snow has appeared in more episodes than any other character. Truth or baloney?
I'm going to go with baloney.
Winning.
You
look at that.
Did.
How about it?
Congratulations.
Jessica, since you seem to know the show well, let's see if you can get the whole...
Yeah, you've already won, but yeah. Let's see how good
we're
you
just,
do with
we're
the rest.
We're playing for fun.
All right. In real life, the actor who plays the Mountain currently holds the title of World's Strongest Man. Again, in real life, the actor who plays the Mountain currently holds the title of World's Strongest Man. Truth or baloney?
I'm not sure I remember the Mountain. He's
truth.
That is, again, correct.
Yeah. Winning.
Well, I really do need that recap.
You don't remember the Mountain?
His name is Hafþór Bjornsson.
Yeah?
Hafþór Bjornsson. He won it last year for the first time.
Oh, I know who he is.
Yes. Oh, okay. Yeah.
So what is the... Well, he's a Mountain what?
Well, so the Mountain was introduced early on, I think it's season one, but he really came into play when Tyrion was at court or whatever. He was being tried.
Yes.
And Tyrion says, submit trial by combat.
Sure.
So he had to pick somebody to fight for him in a combat situation.
Yeah.
Well, he picked a really good fighter. However, the government really good fighter was the Mountain. And he's a big, big guy. Pop the dude's head. Just smash.
By the way, Tyrion
wow,
is...
What I missed not watching the show.
Tyrion is a small person.
Well,
whatever.
Yeah.
However,
is that Dinky?
Dinky.
I don't know what they're called.
Dinky.
What's
Dinklage. Peter Dinklage.
Peter Dinklage, yes, yeah. Dinky.
That's what people who are in the know call him.
Dinky. Oh, we know each other. I know him on a first. I call him Dinky.
Okay. Well, guess what, Jessica? You're a winner. And
hold on. Jessica's got two more to do. She's
okay.
Not going anywhere.
All right.
Statement four. Queen Elizabeth visited the set in 2014 and sat on the Iron Throne.
No.
She
visited. She visited, but she didn't sit because she is not allowed
to sit on any other throne.
To sit on any throne.
Can I ask a question?
And I remember that story, too.
Yeah.
Why are people squeezing each other's heads off to sit on a throne that has no cushion? What's the point?
Because that throne has a lot of power. Regardless of cushion, it has power.
It's power. Yeah.
In the books, Jon Snow has already died by now. There's a book.
What do you think, Jessica?
Course, I have not read the books.
Nor have I.
Right, me neither.
I'm going to say baloney.
It was kind of a trick question because he's already...
You've already won, so don't worry.
Since he's already died in the show and come back to life. That's such BS, too.
Well, he was a popular character.
But in the books, it was probably fans that made him do that, right?
Well, the female population of this planet wanted Jon Snow.
So anyway, and by the way, he allegedly still has two books planned, George.
He's still writing the books, yeah. They went ahead and finished the series because he was not cranking out the books fast enough. He only had two books left in the series to finish. And I believe the producers consulted with him because he does have an outline of what's going to happen.
Oh,
that's George Railroad Martin, author of this whole...
Yes.
George R.R.
Railroad. People in the know, they call him Railroad.
That's right.
Some of his him friends call
Dinky.
Him Dinky.
Dinky.
Dinky. Dinky.
Jessica, hang on. We got to take Dinky before you get to work.
Dinky.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
I think he's one of the ghosts from Pac-Man. Dinky.
If your head's been smashed like Dinky or feels like it, and you're suffering with pain in your neck or your spine, or any kind of aches and pains at all that keep you from enjoying your everyday life, call Dr. Jeff Fastly at Milbert Family Chiropractic. 285-8483 is how to get in touch with him.
It could be a big pain or it could be a dinky pain.
Everything, you'd be surprised what happens once you get everything sorted out with your spine and how much that affects your everyday life with those aches and pains. It's all connected. It's like the song. So if you've never visited a chiropractor before and don't know what to expect, which was my case about a year ago, I found it very informative to go to MilbertChiropractor.com. You can learn not just about how chiropractic services work, but Dr. Jeff Pasley's mission to get you on the road to wellness so you can keep yourself feeling great and reduce your appearances at their location on Highway 14 in Millbrook. Go see them today. Again, Highway 14 on Millbrook, just a couple of miles. Is that west? East of...
West-east?
East of 65? Yeah. West. East.
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 It would
be east of 65 on Highway 14. 285-8483. They are open now, open every day at 7 a.m. Very flexible for your scheduling around work and such. You can even fill out your new patient paperwork online and set your appointment online as well. Millbrook Family Chiropractic. All big fans here. All big fans.
Absolutely. Dr. Jeff Pasley is incredible.
It is. I'm going to go see them this week and just say, hey. Catch up.
7:57.
Tips for the summer on staying limber.
You're teeing up some lines here that I really don't want to hit. Especially given...
What? What happened?
What?
What happened?
Oh, that was William B. He was calling to say that on 85 North, and he said actually pretty close to, like, you know, out front. I say out front, out back.
I better go look.
Of the thing. There's a piece of plywood in one of the lanes there. It's got nails sticking out of it.
Uh-oh.
How does this happen?
So just to be careful there.
People don't tie their loads down.
Good Lord. How does that? You got to be really amazing to do that. All right. The exciting 8 to 9 hour is coming up next.
We're getting a little bit closer to the 8 o'clock hour, and Montgomery Skywatch is looking around at the traffic, and you can tell we're getting closer to 8 o'clock because traffic is building up rather quickly. The boulevard is now showing a lot of traffic jams around the traffic lights. You may take a couple of light cycles to get through those. Traffic around Carmichael Road and the boulevard is slowing down due to an accident right at that intersection, so watch out. That's really busy right there at I-85. We also see an accident on Perry Hill Road in front of the Hardee's, also at I-85 North and mile marker number 8. So let's be careful out there this morning. Things are really busy. Get into work and school safely. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance, protecting you and those you love. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
I'd like to dedicate this to me. Again.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Automatic Tax Extension Filer.
Mr. Automatic Tax Extension Filer.
You've known for months that tax day was coming up, but you just keep putting off filling out those forms like putting off a visit to the proctologist.